This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network, let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Tuesday morning, everyone. Thank you, Leland, and thank you, Tom Dooley, for that song and those announcements. And it's good to have you praying with me here on this Tuesday. Good morning, prayers. And this is a beautiful Tuesday morning. Jesus said to his disciples, "Could you not tarry 1 hour?" There is something very supernatural that begins to happen when we begin to pray, and more so when we spend an hour with Him. So for the next hour, we're going to delight ourselves in the Lord, and He will give us the desires of our heart. So I'm delighted that you're praying with me, and we are praying for change in this nation, a change in the spiritual climate in the United States of America. You know, from America's beginning, it was evident that we were founded on godly principles. George Washington, the first president, took the oath of office with his hand on a Bible, placed on Deuteronomy chapter 28. Washington declared that, and I quote, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." He once prayed, "Bless, O Lord, the whole race of mankind, and let the world be filled with the knowledge of Thee and Thy Son, Jesus Christ." The First Continental Congress convened in September 1774. It was open with prayer and the reading of Psalms 35 and 9 through 23, which says, "My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord." One of the founding fathers, John Adams, described the scene during this opening prayer. "Who can realize," he said, "the emotions which they turned imploringly to heaven for divine interposition and aid? It was enough to melt a heart of stone. It seems as if heaven had ordained that psalm to be read that day." On June 28, 1787, the Constitutional Convention was about to adjourn in dissension when Franklin, now an old man, rose to his feet. He addressed the convention president, George Washington, with these words. He said, "How has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly appealing to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understanding? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible to danger, we had daily prayers in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. I've lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it profitable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, that in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this," unquote. Franklin's words were heeded, and the delegates went to prayer, many on their knees. The much-needed breakthrough came, and the convention went on to complete its task. What a beginning when our forefathers got on their knees and began to pray. So today, why don't we follow the lead of these founding fathers, constitutional framers, and if possible, get on our knees and ask the Holy Spirit to come and bring change that will cause this nation to return to God, the God who has made America so great, such an awesome nation for these 200 plus years. So let's pray, America. If possible this morning, get on our knees and ask God to bring change to this nation. Here's Matt Redman.
Let this nation be saved. Let this nation be turned.
Father, in a posture of humility this morning on our knees, we repent for the sins of our nation. We say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Forgive us of our sins this morning. As Christians, we have the authority, according to Daniel 9 and 20, to repent on behalf of the sins of our nation. Daniel said, While I was repenting of my sins and the sins of my nation. And so, Father God, we as Christians today, citizens of the United States of America, have the spiritual authority and the privilege to repent on behalf of this nation. So we come this morning, repenting of our sins, asking you, God, to forgive us our sins. Cleanse us today from all unrighteousness. And Father, we declare that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we ask, God, that you forgive us of our sins, our individual sins. And Lord, we also ask that you forgive the sins of our nation. We come boldly into your presence, declaring, Father God, that you are Jehovah God. You are Jehovah Sitkanu, our righteousness. You are Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. You're Jehovah Shammah, our presence. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. And you are Jehovah Nisi, our banner, our guard. And so, Father, we come declaring that you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters. And we also come by the blood of your Son Jesus and by the name of your Son Jesus, asking you to forgive us and to forgive our nation. We repent on our knees today. We believe that there can be a change. We believe that there will be a change in the spiritual climate of the United States of America as we begin to pray, asking you to have mercy on this great land. Forgive us of our sins, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Forgive us for shedding innocent blood, for our lust, our greed, our idolatry, for taking prayer out of our schools, taking prayer out of our homes, and prayer out of our churches. Forgive us for our moral sins, for dishonoring fathers and mothers, for our disobedience and our compromise, for taking your name, Lord, out of the marketplace. Forgive us for our unrighteousness. Lord, we need you. We need you. We ask, God, that you forgive us. Forgive our nation. Have mercy, O God, upon our land today. Father God, we give a mercy cry. And we just pray right now for a return to godly principles in America that our nation was founded upon. These Judeo-Christian principles that were the foundation of our land. And I pray that we will return there and we ask you, God, to give us another spiritual awakening in this land. Another spiritual awakening. Would you come, Holy Spirit? Send a major revival. Send a major revival to every major city. Would you once again awaken this nation? You've did it two times before. Would you send another spiritual awakening to our land? And Lord, we believe that America is going to rise again. We believe today that America will rise again. Here's my friend Kathy Strong to sing America, You Will Rise Again. And as she sings, let's set our faith in motion for another spiritual awakening, for the rising of the America that we have known in days gone by.
America, you will rise.
You will rise again. God led a band of people to this land with a vision in their hearts to worship Him. And out of them came such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God's word. America, you will rise again. Oh, America, you will rise again. Well, you've been down before, and you will rise again. Time and again, come against you. What you stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great. But with the grace of God, we will take a stand for America. You will rise again.
You'll rise again. I believe that. That's why we are praying on this Let's Pray America prayer series. Thank you so very, very much for joining me here on this Tuesday as we pray for change in America, another revival in every major city, another spiritual awakening. And as we agree together, men and women of God all across this great nation, I believe that something supernatural happens. In fact, Jesus said, if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. It's amazing what happens when people pray together. The power of agreement is quite remarkable. You know, there's a principle found in Deuteronomy 32 and 30, and here's what it says. One will put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Mathematically, three can put 100,000 to flight, 10 will put a trillion to flight, 16... a sextillion to flight, 35, a dodecasillion to flight, 99, a Google to flight, 199, a buy Google, 299, a try Google, and 999, a Googleplex. By the way, a Google is one with 1,000 zeros behind it. You say, what in the world are you saying this morning? I'm saying that when we agree together across America for a major revival in every major city, another spiritual awakening, that something incredible happens by the power of agreement. And so by agreeing, we can put principalities, powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this land, we can put them to flight so that we can have an incredible spiritual awakening in this land. And so it's amazing as we pray together. And so, Father, we set ourselves in agreement today. Would you agree with me right now in the prayer of agreements where we pray for a specific thing at a specific time and all agreeing on a specific situation and request? So agree with me today. Father, we just agree this morning. I set myself in agreement with the other prayers, the intercessors of this nation, of this land. And we pray, oh God, that across this nation, the Holy Spirit will come and minister to everyone, from the White House to the least house, that the Holy Spirit will rain down in this nation, and that this nation will experience the glory of God, as you said in your word, as the waters cover the sea. So we have tremendous faith today. We have tremendous expectation, Lord, that you are going to turn this nation back to Christ. You're going to turn this nation back to God. And Lord, we know that you hear and answer prayer, because you said in your word, your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to their cry. And Lord, we give a special request today. We express to you a desire for you to come and rain down upon this nation once again, that the rain of the Holy Spirit would come and minister to this land, and people would be set free from their sins and their bondages and the strongholds in their lives, and there would come an incredible outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Would you rain down? We so desperately need you today to rain upon this nation, the rain of the Holy Spirit. Here's my friend Martin Smith and Delirious, and they're going to sing right now about the rain. Rain down.
Yeah.
reign of the Holy Spirit. And Father God, we just ask that you send your Holy Spirit and rain down upon this nation today. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday morning as we pray, giving God the first hour of our day. We believe that when we give God the first hour of our day, that everything goes better and that something supernatural happens. The ability to hear the voice of the Lord and then to see what we have heard and then say what we've seen and then actually go out and do it. And so before we begin to pray the model prayer, many people know it as the Lord's Prayer, the Disciples' Prayer. I want us to make our faith declarations today. Every day I love to get up and make my faith declarations. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so we know that by the words of our mouth, we set our day in proper order. And so I want you to say these faith declarations after me. Would you do it? You can do it. And so let's say today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a happy day. Today's a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm blessed today. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. A blessed day. Today's a fantastic day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength today. And today is the happiest day of my life. Today's a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today's a safe day. Today's a healthy day. Today is a prosperous day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can buy what God says I can buy. I can give what God says I can give. And I can live where God says I can live. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today is a good day, wonderful day, marvelous day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointment, divine connections, Holy Spirit setup. My steps are ordered by the Lord. new season, new opportunities, new relationships, new confidence, new favor, new health, new wealth, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new friend, new relationships, new dreams, new visions, new rhythm, new beginnings, new freedom. Today's a good day, blessed day. I declare all is well today. All is well in my life. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my finances. All is well in my family. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well in my city. All is well. Today's a good day. Wonderful day. Blessed day. Happy day. God day. TGIT. Thank God it's Tuesday. Father, we are so very thankful and grateful for all of your blessings today. Why don't you just join me this morning in giving thanksgiving to God for all of his blessings, for eyes to see, ears to hear, feet to walk on, food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink. Thank you, Lord, because I'm not in jail, not in prison. Thank you today because of your salvation and the Holy Spirit. Thank you for life, and thank you for my family. Thank you for all of your blessings. Lord, I know today that things are not as good as they might, could be, or even should be. But I am so thankful today that things are as good as they are. Why don't you just take a few moments this morning and give thanks to God. Express your gratitude and ask the Lord to bless you today with an attitude of gratitude. So let's give him thanksgiving. Honor him this morning. Thank you, Father God. Thank you so very, very much on this Tuesday morning for all of your blessings. You're such a good God. So grateful to you. And Father, we are so blessed today to live in the United States of America, this great nation. We're so thankful for those today that bled and died on foreign soil, those that have given their lives for the cause, for a worthy cause. We thank you for the men and women that are in uniform today, that are serving us across this nation and also on foreign soil. We're so grateful for these men and women that have blessed this nation, for the veterans that have blessed this nation. We are so grateful to you, O God, and we are so grateful to our military today, and we ask that you bless them. And Father God, we are so thankful that you came, that you sent your Son to die, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we're so thankful that you sent the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and lives. And we just worship you this morning. We take time to lift our voices and worship and ask you today that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit and that you would come and minister to us. There is a cry in our heart today that we really do need more of you, more of you. Let's worship God as my friend Ron Bailey sings today. More of you.
For more of you.
thirsty for more of you, Lord Jesus, for more of your Holy Spirit. And so we pray today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this nation, and also thy kingdom come, thy will be done in our own lives. God has a wonderful plan for your life today. I want us to take a little while this morning, as my friend and my son Todd Mooring plays, I want us to take a little time just to spend with the Holy Spirit. Communicate with him. Ask his will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives today. Father, we thank you that your will is being done in our lives today. And we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Lord, we pray your hedge of protection about us today, about us and our families. We pray your hedge of protection over our jobs, our business place. We pray your hedge of protection over this nation today. We pray that you'll protect our president and his family. Watch over our lives today, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we just pray right now that you would give us this day our daily bread. Lord, whatever our prayers have need of today, that they would be very specific, expressing their needs today. Why don't you just take a few moments and let God know what your needs are today. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. And so let's ask him this morning. And while we're asking today, Lord, we ask for wisdom. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. We ask for wisdom today, the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. Give us wisdom that we may know how to go out, come in, what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do. Give us wisdom, we pray. So why don't you just ask for wisdom? And of course, it would be wonderful if you would read a wisdom chapter every day. And of course, that is the book of Proverbs. Read the chapter that corresponds with the day of the month, asking for wisdom. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you are hearing our prayers. And we want to express our praise to you right now. We know that you're an abundant God. And so we just bless you right now. We spend time blessing you. And here's my friend Godfrey Bertel. He's going to sing about blessing the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's take time to praise him this morning for all that he's done and all that he's doing in our lives today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. David said in Psalms 103, all that is within me, bless his holy name. So let's just take time to bless him today. Bless you right now. I want all your prayers just to bless him with me if you would, because he is worthy. He is a good God. He's an awesome God. He's an incredible God. Father, we just want to bless you today. We want to praise you and honor you because you are God, and we are so thankful that you are our Father. We're your sons and daughters. Thank you, Lord. Well, I really appreciate you praying with me on this Tuesday. If you'd like to be a vital part of this prayer network, you can go to my website and register so we can keep you posted on our progress. And I just have a desire to see America return to God. And the Holy Spirit put in my heart several years ago after leading prayer at the White House to mobilize 1,000 churches to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. You can be a part of this just by going to my website at www.dalegentry.com. Thank you for praying with me, and we'll be back tomorrow, the same time, same place, as we pray again. You go out and have a great Tuesday. God bless you. Thank you for being with me.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.